That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo, starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be sunny with a high near 54 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 26 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 67. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 53. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 44 and breezy. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 47. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind is from the northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.36, the dew point is 26 degrees, and the current wind chill is 29 degrees. It is 9:05. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday, December 5th party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a pretty nice morning so far. Not a lot of wind, only 6 miles per hour. It's already 35 degrees. The next couple days, it's supposed to be in the high 50s and 60s, and today, Wednesday and Thursday, and then it's going to start getting a little bit cooler again. But next few days, get out and enjoy it. It's going to be lovely out.
It is. I plan on getting out. I've got a lot of stuff to do this week.
You do. You got a busy week. And speaking of that, so before we start, you have a favor that you want to ask.
I do. Okay. So here's the deal. Thursday night's basketball games in Goodland for the topside tip-off are going to be called by Marvin Matchett. Jeff is not able to make the Thursday night games. He will be back for Friday and Saturday games. However, Marvin is going to be calling the Thursday night games. However, he is coming directly from his meetings that he is currently in Topeka and going directly to Goodland. I have the equipment here, and so I am looking for a ride to Goodland, just a ride to Goodland on Thursday, but I need to be there like 45 minutes to an hour ahead of the girls' game. The girls play first, to get the equipment there, and Dad can get all set up and ready to go, and Brexton and with the camera and everything.
And the girls' game starts at, what, 3?
2 o'clock Mountain Time, so 3 o'clock our time. And so I am looking for to bum a ride from Norton to Goodland to get the equipment to Goodland in time to get set up. And then I'll just ride home with Dad that evening. So I just need the ride there. And so I am reaching out to see if anyone will be going that way for the girls' game early enough to get us set up. And you can contact me on Facebook, or you can call here at the radio station and just say, hey, We got a back seat, and the equipment bag for the radio station is like the size of a medium tote.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So it's not a lot of equipment, but.
So you need a ride to Goodland. You need to get there at about 2 o'clock our time.
Correct.
And so, but you don't need a ride home. You just need a ride there so that you have to get there early so you can get the equipment to Marvin, and so he can get set up to be ready when the girls' game starts.
Correct.
So the biggest thing, I think, is just the fact that you need to be there a little bit early.
Right.
But, you know, there's things to do in Goodland, so if you are planning on going a little bit early, you know, and if you want to give Mandy a call.
Or you want to get there early enough to get a good seat.
There you go. Yeah, get a great seat. So you can call the station. You can message Mandy on Facebook. You can message KQ&K's Facebook page. You could also message my Facebook page. I'll be glad to relay a message if you don't have Mandy's. But if anybody can help out and get you to Goodland on Thursday by 2 o'clock our time, I'll go by our time. It's easier for people to keep track of. But 2 o'clock our time to be there, it would be so greatly appreciated to help Mandy out with that.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right. And we'll talk about it tomorrow and stuff, too. But please don't hesitate to contact us. And like I said, Mandy's Facebook, the station's Facebook, my Facebook. You can call the station, 785-877-3378. All right. Well, that gets me to, I think we're ready for our trivia. Are you ready?
Depends.
You might know.
Okay.
All right. We'll see. 785-877.
She just does that to give me hope.
I do. Well, no, that's not why. I do try to give you hope, but I think you might know this. We'll
okay.
see. 785-877-3378. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. You can, if you've won in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You need to give somebody else a chance to win. And remember, if you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, because it'll expire after that. But keep in mind, once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. With that correct answer, you're going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. We want to thank Pizza Hut for sponsoring our trivia every day on our party line. Call them at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can also stop in and visit our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And they do deliver from open to close. And Mandy reminded us yesterday, the triple treat box is back. That can feed the family and have a little bit of variety. It's delicious, it's convenient, and you can get it delivered right to your door. All right. So today, Walt Disney is in my end of show news. So I am going to ask a question about Disney.
Okay.
This is what I think you might be able to get. 785-877-3378. Who is the only Disney princess with a tattoo?
The only princess, Disney princess with a tattoo.
Correct. 785-877-3378. Who is the only Disney princess with a tattoo? While we wait on the answer, we're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit.
I can see it.
Good morning. Yeah. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Hello.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Rachel Manhattan.
All right, Rachel, what is your answer?
Pocahontas.
You are correct. It is Pocahontas. Excellent job, Rachel. Hey, Rachel Fig got it right, too. Good job. Hey, you can pick up your certificate for your free one-topping pizza right here at our station during our regular business hours, or call us and we'll be glad to leave it for you.
Can you just leave it for me on the door?
We will do that. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yes, and good job, Fig. It was Pocahontas.
I was not thinking Pocahontas.
She is currently the only Disney princess to have a tattoo. It's a symbol on her right arm, and the only one to wear one outfit throughout her entire film. Which makes sense.
Well, that makes sense,
yes.
too.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out which way to ask the question, so I thought I'd go with the tattoo. Because a lot of people would be like, well, I know Cinderella doesn't have a tattoo.
I was thinking about the one...
Mulan?
No. The... where she wants to leave the island, and The Rock plays the one character.
Oh, that's the Hawaii, the Samoan.
Mm-hmm. That one.
Yeah.
But I think that's just painted on.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. That's what I was wrong. I was wrong.
I know. I had such confidence. All right. Hey, we're going to break for Open Market Report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Before we take a look over at the mercantile, we'll tell you a little bit about what's been going on as far as cattle trade so far this week, but it's pretty much just been quiet. Now, no bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will probably be delayed until Wednesday or later. Beef cutouts are expected to be lower with light to moderate box movement. Taking a look at the mercantile, December live cattle up 50 cents at 167.75, Feb up 37 at 167.45, January feeder cattle up 162 at 212.12, March up 180 at 215.42. December lean hogs down 92 at 67.12, February lean hogs down 162 at 69.17. Over at the Board of Trade, December corn up 6 cents at 466 and a quarter, March up 3 and a half at 489, January beans up 4 and 3 quarters at 1311, March up 4 and a quarter at 1331. December, Kansas City wheat up 4 cents at 660 and a quarter, March up 2 and a half at 660 and a half. December Chicago wheat up 6 and a quarter at 602, March Chicago wheat up 6 cents at 626 and a half. Looking now to crude oil futures, currently up by 56 cents, gold up by $1.60, silver futures are up by, are currently down by 19 cents, and gasoline is currently up by about 2 pennies. Over on Wall Street, with the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500, the Dow Index down 162.40, NASDAQ down 19.79, and the S&P 500 currently down 15.60. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
I'm here with Indigo Ag's key account manager, Garrett Witters, for a Crop Health Minute. Today, we're talking about biologicals and their impact on plant health throughout the growing season. Garrett, we're coming up on the 2024 growing season. What do farmers need to know about how biologicals work and how they can improve yield performance?
These microbes essentially will help the plant overcome any stress that it encounters throughout the growing season.
Which farmers can benefit from the use of biologicals?
Unless you're farming in the Garden of Eden, you can benefit from the use of biologicals. Every acre, every year is experiencing some form of yield-robbing stress. And with the way our products are formulated and applied, they're super easy to use and are compatible with most every other seed treatment that farmers are using that's on the market.
And if farmers are interested in learning more about Biotrinsic, what should they do?
If you visit indigoag.com/crophealth, you can get contact information for both myself and retail partners and more information about our products in general.
That was our Indigo Ag Crop Health Minute. You can find more information about Indigo Ag at indigoag.com/crophealth.
That Open Market Report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday party line. I am Natalie, and of course, I'm here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Beautiful morning so far this morning. It's a little cloudy out, but besides that, we're up to... I have to go back to that again. Oh well. We're up to like 35 degrees, mm-hmm. and it's gorgeous out so far. So enjoy the day. And it's going to be, let's see, what is it going to be today? 58, 54. It's going to be beautiful. I need to clean my truck. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
I wanted to say happy birthday to Scooter, who's 38, and Carson Wall
grew is 25 today.
25?
Yes, 25. Carson Wallace, and happy birthday to Scooter.
All righty. Thank
yes,
you.
And I know he's 38 because I've seen it on his Facebook page.
Yes, he is. 38, yep. He's it still a youngin'.
I know it's probably dramatic, like old everybody, but that's okay. That's
yes.
He won't get mad at me, but he'll get mad at me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you guys have fun.
You too.
Tell everybody hi.
We will, we promise.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's how you do it. I was just getting ready to tell everybody. Gene's so good at getting me started on that. So if you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please call. Let's get them on the list because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, call. Let's get them on the list. At the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of our anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate to Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in and visit Garden Gate, etc. When you stop in, pick up your poinsettia and take a look around and see all the other great items they have at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109 for all your travel needs, domestic or international. It really doesn't matter. Travel right from here, travel from right here at home. Boy, I can read it. I just can't say it. Call Click Your Heels Travel today for all your travel needs. Remember, they're there with you from beginning to end. 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're searching for something, please call 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, the Norton Methodist Church, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, and Farm Bureau Insurance. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you guys that we get to be here. Do you have reminders today, Mandy? I do. Am I ready?
I'll go ahead and start. Okay.
All right. So my reminder this morning is for our Norton Public Library because today is Tuesday, December 5th, and that means it's Mother Goose Moments at our Norton Public Library. This is an interactive story time for babies through the age of 2 that's held at the library at 10:30 a.m. where you can take your little ones for some musical games, stories, and snacks. Also, it's Gameplay Learn Club for Kids Day at 3:45 to 4:45 at our library, where they can take their friends and learn strategy, sportsmanship, and so much more from board games in their STEM area. And they also have PlayStation 4, Wii, and Xbox 360 games to play. Now, the Gameplay Learn Club for Kids is a parental contract event, so you need to stop and get that filled out if you haven't done that already. You do need one for each child in the home that will be attending the events, but it just takes a minute to go in and fill out that contract and start off today with Mother Goose Moments at the library at 10:30 a.m. and Gameplay Learn Club for Kids from 3:45 to 4:45.
Next reminder is from the United Methodist Women. Their cookie and candy walk will be tomorrow, Wednesday, December 6th, from 8:30 to 12 at the First United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. Come and enjoy homemade cookies and candies and homemade cinnamon rolls. Again, that's taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, December 6th, 8:30 to 12 at the First United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall for the Cookie and Candy Walk sponsored by United Methodist Women.
Awesome. Do you have any more?
I do. You want to do that one?
Yeah,
and I'll actually have a couple of them. I can do the one real quick here. I just wanted to announce from Athletic Director Bill Johnson, there is a correction to the printed school calendar. There is a junior high basketball. Oh, wait, that was yesterday. Never mind.
Okay.
It was at Plainville, just in case you were wondering.
And there was corrections made, so check them out on their Facebook page and their website, and you can see what those are.
I thought it said the 5th. Sorry about people.
That's okay. Hey, I'm going to remind everybody about the angel trees that are in different businesses here in Norton at Solutions North Bank, First State Bank, the Heaton Building, and Moffitt Drug.
The angel trees have tags on them with the name of a child or a family, and it has the specifics, genders, sizes, what kind of toys that the kids are interested in. Go in and get a tag, and then you go and you get a gift, wrap it up, and take it back to the same place where you bought the tag. And that way you are going to be part of making sure that these kids that are on the angel tags get a great Christmas. They're also taking donations for toys at Next Tech, the Chamber Office, Dollar General, and Moffitt Drug. You can donate grocery items at Jamboree Foods, and they have canisters throughout town for cash donations throughout the community. If you need help, please call the Chamber Office at 785-877-2501, and you can also call Lindsay Peterson at 785-410-6345.
My next reminder is that the Norton County District Court is ready to decorate their tree for Christmas and requests your assistance. These are special decorations for the tree. Children's gloves, stocking hats, and socks will be the ornaments this year. Also, this year, they're adding a request for dog treats and or dog food as their presents under the tree. Currently, the Norton City Pound has a high number of dogs that have been abandoned by their owners or found roaming the town or left on their own after their owners moved or are not able to return to their home. And as you may know, the Pound is not a surrender shelter. These dogs are only there because they were abandoned. They will stay at the Pound until adoption and move to or a move to a true shelter or transfer to the Second Chance Society. And all these options often take months to occur. So they're asking for presents of dog treats or dog food under the tree to help that. You may leave your items on the tree on the third floor of the Norton County Courthouse. All ornaments will be delivered to Eisenhower Elementary School after the first of the year. School staff will disperse the items as needed, and the presents of food or treats will be delivered to the Norton City Pound for all abandoned dogs currently housed. That makes me so sad.
Awesome. It makes me sad, too, but I love that they have considered that this year when they're taking their donations at the courthouse tree. All right, well, you get to start this morning.
All right. Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. They have a great selection of paint and painting supplies, nuts, bolts, nails, and screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, large and small tools, and large and small appliances. They also have all of your winter wear, so when you're needing to keep warm this winter, they have all of your outer clothing, your underclothing, your gloves, and your hot hands and hot feet that you put inside your gloves and everything. Mm-hmm. They have that all there for you to keep you warm this winter. If you can't find what you're looking for, they're more than happy to order it for you. Special orders are always welcome at Cowpoke Supply. Just let the staff know what you're looking for, and they'll be happy to help you with their online catalog. Find what you need for any project you could dream up. It's all at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton. Remember, they are locally owned and family operated. Every Tuesday is Tool Day Tuesday, where we give you a chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply, and we do that by choosing a word. And then you listen to the rest of our show for Natalie or I to say the word and be the first caller, as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, and you will be a winner of that gift certificate. For today's word, we just talked briefly about all of the outerwear and underwear and accessories to keep you warm this winter at available at Cowpoke Supply. So our word is warm.
Good word.
Warm, W-A-R-M, is the word. The next time you hear Natalie or I say the word, give us a call, and you'll win that gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply.
All right, I'm going to talk about the Norton Chamber of Commerce. They've got a few things going on here. Let's start with what's going to happen sooner, and that is this Saturday. You can meet Santa this Saturday, December 9th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Norton Heaton Building. They'll have the Next Tech train. You can visit Santa and enjoy some cookies and hot chocolate. That's this Saturday from 1 to 3. Then on December 15th, it's the Mingle Bells at the Heaton Building from 6 to 8 p.m. You're invited to go and enjoy an evening of Christmas cheer, drinks, and snacks, and that's brought to you by the bank. They'll also be announcing the winners of the Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest, along with the classic Christmas display winners. So this Saturday, December 9th, head out to the Heaton Building from 1 to 3 and visit Santa. And then December 15th, you can go and visit with people in the community and have some great holiday cheer with the Mingle Bells from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Heaton Building basement. Now, the Chamber wants to thank their gold sponsors for their Christmas promotion. And those sponsors are Ag Valley Co-op, Bullseye, Center Sky Dentistry, Eagles Lodge 3288, Edward Jones Investments, Infield Glass Services, Equity Bank, Firebolt Ag, Garden Gate, etc., and Garden Center, Insurance Central, Jamboree Foods, Miltech Machine Corporation, Nelson Ag Companies, Norton County Hospital, Norton County Title LLC, Vaughn and Still Heating and Cooling, Plummer Garber Funeral Home, Prairie Land Electric, Sanders Construction, Solutions North Bank, The Bank, Town and Country Kitchen, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, and Valley Hope Association. The Chamber wants to thank all of you for your sponsorship for their Christmas promotions. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I want to wish Trace Carver a happy birthday today. My cousin from Hoxie.
Trace Carter?
Trace Carver.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Sarah's boy.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So if you want some more information about our Norton Chamber, you can call them at 785-877-2501.
Destination Kitchen has so many great items for your kitchen and for your gift-giving needs in stock with new items arriving, bringing you all the new trends right here in Norton. They are all decked out for the holiday season. They have all of your decor, your specialty kits for baking. They also have those special gifts for that special someone in your life that loves to cook or bake. Everything you could need in the kitchen is at Destination Kitchen, so be sure to go in and check out what they have to offer. Out of the kitchen this week for their special is a brisket sandwich. Their baked goods, you know, when I talk to them every Tuesday, they always make me think, I really need to go to Destination Kitchen because they always have the best baked goods. They have a turtle cake. They have carrot cake. That's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
They have strawberry cake, and they have brownie caramel cheesecake for their baked goods. Remember, the hours at Destination Kitchen are 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and Saturday 9 to 3. Lunch is served from 11 to 2 Monday through Saturday with all your favorite sandwiches. They have their famous brick oven pizza and their salad bar. Carryout is available during lunch serving hours by calling 785-877-2911. Get a taste of something special at Destination Kitchen. They're located at 115 West Main in Norton.
Yeah, you know, even last week, I was so sick last week, and when we talked about Destination Kitchen, I got hungry.
I know. It's like Destination Kitchen. Ooh,
yeah. It made me feel so much better for like 5 minutes. So it was great. All right, let's talk about something exciting going on here at Norton. Guess what? The Living Nativity is going to be back. It'll be on Sunday, December 10th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it'll be the Norton First United Methodist Church Living Nativity will be held at the church. Let me see. I've got like three papers I'm looking at. They want you to be a part of the celebration. Their costumes are ready. The animals will be on their best behavior. And the cookies and cocoa will be fresh and hot. They'll try.
You know, animals are animals.
That's right. If you'd like to be a character in one of the scenes, you can call the Methodist Church at 785-877-2196 and reserve your spot to help reenact the Christmas story. And that's December 10th. That's this coming up Sunday. You can, when you want to go visit, you want to see the Living Nativity, you go through the Circle Drive anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Norton Methodist Church to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior and see firsthand that Jesus Christ still lives among us this Christmas season. They want to see everybody at the Living Nativity this Sunday, December 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m. You know, you can go inside for snacks and fellowship, and this all happens with your support. So go and support them this Sunday night at the Norton Methodist Church from 6 to 8 p.m. for the Living Nativity. It is back. And remember, if you want to be a part of it, the costumes are ready, the animals are ready, the cookies are hot, and so is the cocoa. So call them at 785-877-2196.
You know, I spoke to one of the volunteers. They had a work day this past weekend to help set up the Living Nativity. They are doing five scenes. She said, as far as the volunteer, they do half-hour shifts. So when you call to volunteer to be a participant or a character in one of the scenes, you're just volunteering for a minimum of a half hour of your time. So just keep that in mind.
Nice.
All right. H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet invites you in to their new store locations on Main Street. They have two entryways, one off of State Street and one off of South Kansas. You can go in and check out all of the appliances they have in the store. Most of the appliances in the store location are new. They are brand new. They come with a one-year warranty. You have the option of adding an extended warranty on all of the appliances. They have refrigerators and stoves and microwaves, washers, dryers, dishwashers. All of them at the store location are new. Some of them may have scratch and dent, but I can guarantee that they have the best prices around. H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet is open Tuesday through Friday, and then special hours on Saturday. If you are not able to get there when they are open, you can always text 785-871-0048 and say, hey, I'm not able to get there during your regular hours. Is there a time that I can meet you? Or if you go down there when they are scheduled to be open and they happen to have a sign on the door saying making deliveries, running errands, just text them and say, hey, when you get back, let me know and I'll come down and take a look. But they invite everyone in. H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet is available and open now in downtown Norton.
How exciting. All right, let's talk about lunch. If you're trying to make your plans for lunch, and this is about the time that offices get together and start talking about what they want for lunch, we'll stop in at TNC Kitchen, because today their lunch buffet is going to be featuring chicken cordon bleu with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Stop in tonight for that pan-fried chicken or pork chops. Get there early. That chicken goes fast. You know, you can call them at 785-877-3511. If you don't have time to go down and sit at TNC Kitchen, visit and have a great lunch or dinner, you can get your order to go. 785-877-3511. All of the lunch buffets, Monday through Saturdays, come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. Stop in at Town & Country Kitchen or TNC Kitchen today for their lunch buffet. Chicken cordon bleu with potato, vegetable, and a roll. That sounds so delicious. I have had their chicken cordon bleu.
The first time they had it on their lunch buffet, right. I was like, what is that? I wasn't quite sure. Well, I went and I tried it, and it's like one of my favorites.
It is.
One of my favorites. I have several favorites, but it's now one of my new favorites.
Here's the thing about TNC Kitchen. I had to stop yesterday. We'll talk about the boxes here at the end of the show, but I drop off some of our boxes for our Christmas entry. I'll tell you what, you get within about 100 feet of TNC Kitchen, and the smell is almost like it lassos you and draws you in. It smells. I passed two different people. I'm like, Jesus, smells good in there.
It does. It does.
And I had to work. I couldn't stop it and enjoy it. So even the smell alone just got me, I mean, yummy. Stop it today. Yeah, that chicken cordon bleu. Yeah, you
it's
were
good.
Talking about it after
it's
you went
good.
And had it.
So. Yes.
All right. Stop at TNC Kitchen today.
All right. Joy Johnson from the Norton Farm Bureau Financial Services Office is inviting you out to their open house this Thursday, December 7th from 11:30 to 1:30. They're going to be serving up hamburgers or pork burgers and the fixins. You can stop by to pick up your 2024 coupon book. You know, that coupon book offers a lot of savings to their members. So be sure to get your 2024 coupon book, and then you can also register for door prizes. Who doesn't like door prizes? You can meet the county board members as well, so be sure to put it on your calendar to join Joy Johnson and her crew at the Norton Farm Bureau Financial Services open house this Thursday, December 7th from 11:30 to 1:30.
Awesome. Sounds like fun. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some information about Kinsey Covenant Realty, and we'll be right back.
At Covenant Realty, Kinsey understands that your home is more than just bricks and mortar. It's a place where memories are made and dreams come to life. Kinsey is here to guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Experience the Covenant Realty difference, where integrity, expertise, and exceptional service meet to create your real estate success story. Call Kinsey today at 785-202-2027 and like and follow Kinsey Covenant Realty on Facebook. Covenant Realty, your dreams, their expertise.
All right. Hey, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Take your vehicle in before you get on the road to go to see Grandma for Christmas. Have them check those tires, and maybe it's time to replace them and be safe out on the road. They're also fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs at Kansas Land Tire. You can call them today at 785-877-5181. Or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, December 5th, 1776, in Williamsburg, Virginia, at the College of William and Mary, very beautiful campus, by the way, the first scholastic fraternity in America, Phi Beta Kappa, was organized. In 1848, U.S. President Polk triggered the gold rush of 1949 by confirming the fact that gold had been discovered in California. That's why they're the 49ers. Oh, my gosh.
That light bulb just about blinded me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah.
The look on your face.
In 1876, the Stilson wrench was patented by D.C. Stilson. The device was the first practical pipe wrench. In 1932, German physicist Albert Einstein was granted a visa, making it possible for him to travel to the U.S. In 1945, the so-called Lost Squadron disappeared. The five U.S. Navy Avenger bombers carrying 14 Navy flyers began a training mission at the Fort Lauderdale Naval Air Station. They were never heard from again. That is crazy. In 1951, the first push-button controlled garage opened in Washington, D.C. In 1955, the American Federation of Labor and the Congress of Industrial Organizations merged to form the AFL-CIO. In 1962, the U.S. and the Soviet Union agreed to cooperate in the peaceful uses of outer space. 1978, the American space probe Pioneer Venus 1, orbiting Venus, began beaming back its first information and picture of the planet. In 1985, Scooter Matchett was born. In 1988, Jim Baker and former aide Richard Dorsch were indicted by a federal grand jury in North Carolina on fraud and conspiracy charges. 1998, James P. Hoffa became the head of the Teamsters Union 23 years after his father was the head. His father disappeared and was presumed dead. And finally, on this day, November 5th, 2010.
December 5th.
Oh. And finally, on this day, December 5th, 2010, NASA's Mars Odyssey spacecraft became the longest operating spacecraft ever sent to Mars. The Odyssey entered orbit around Mars on October 23rd, 2001.
Today is December 5th. It's World Soil Day. It's also National Repeal Day. It's National Repeal Day commemorates the day Prohibition ended in the United States. In music, in 1965, the Beatles played in their hometown of Liverpool for the last time. In 1980, John Lennon gave his last interview. It was with Jonathan Cott of Rolling Stone. In 1997, Carl Edward Hunter, manager of Ray Charles, was arrested in Japan on suspicion of marijuana possession. And in 2011, the Amy Winehouse album, Lioness, Hidden Treasures, was released in the UK. It was a compilation album that featured unreleased songs and demos after her death. In sports, in 1908, at the University of Pittsburgh, numbers were first used on football uniforms worn by college football players. In 1970, the Stanley Cup, the Conn Smythe Trophy, and the Bill Masterson Trophy were stolen from the NHL Hall of Fame. In 1973, Ron Santo became the first major league player to veto his trade. And in 1978, Pete Rose signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. The contract was for 4 years and $3.2 million, making Rose the highest paid athlete in team sports. In 1983, the video arcade game NFL Football was unveiled in Chicago, and it was the first video arcade game to be licensed by the National Football League. And in 1995, Dan Marino with the Miami Dolphins passed for 300 yards in a game for the 52nd time to set an NFL record. Happy birthday to George Armstrong Custer, born in 1839, the man in command at Custer's Last Stand. Walt Disney was born in 1901, the creator of Mickey Mouse and Disneyland. Little Richard was born in 1932, the flamboyant singer of Tutti Frutti. Frankie Muniz was born in 1985, Malcolm from TV's Malcolm in the Middle. And Martin Van Buren was born in 1782. He was our president from 1837 to 1841. People that died on this date, our own Kansas, Bob Dole, died in 2021. He was the 1996 Republican candidate for president. Nelson Mandela died in 2013. He was the first black president of South Africa. Claude Monet died in 1926, impressionist painter of water lilies. And Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died in 1791. You know, he's the composer.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have James Annan, Trace Carver, Catherine Hall, Carson Wallace, and Glenn Schultz.
All right, and how many we have called in?
We have, well, Scooter really probably isn't
too eligible.
So we have two.
All right. There you go. Shake her up.
And our
Scooter
winner.
Scooter gets to be your brother. He gets a birthday every day.
I know. Our winner is Trace Carvin.
Trace
Carver,
Carver. Congratulations, Trace. You had just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we happy birthday to Scooter Matchett, who is 38 today, Carson Wallace, who is 25 today, and Trace Carver, who is celebrating a birthday today.
We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, the Norton United, First United Methodist Church, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, and Farm Bureau Insurance. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. Because of you, we get to be here.
I was out and about yesterday morning into the afternoon getting all of our boxes out. And thanks to Natalie, we got them all out except for two. There were two that businesses that are not open on Mondays, and I'll be getting those boxes out today. But all of the other boxes for our KQ&K countdown to Christmas are out. And so they'll be taking registrations over the next 2 weeks for chances to win gift certificates, Chamber Bucks, Visa gift cards, all available from our participating Countdown to Christmas sponsors. Just to give you an idea, we are giving away over 25 prizes, and each prize has a value of $25. So if you get a gift certificate from a particular store, $25 gift certificate. If you get Chamber Bucks, you're getting $25 in Chamber Bucks. If you get a Visa gift card, it is $25 value. So you are registering at these locations for these prizes. Now, one of the rules that we have is it is one registration per person per visit. If you are an employee of a participating sponsor, you cannot register at your own box, but you can register in other boxes. So those are the two rules that we have. So if you work at one of the places that are that has a box, you cannot register in your own box. And it's one registration per person per visit. If you want to register more, you can go to all the locations, or you can visit and each location multiple times, support locally, shop locally. We appreciate that, and that's another way to get more entries into it. Now we have we have 25 sponsors, but not all the sponsors have a box just because they don't have a storefront or a place to put it. And so what we're going to do is of those that don't have boxes, after we pick the winner from each box that they do have a box, we're going to put all the entries together and pick winners for the remaining prizes from the entire collection of registrations. So I'm going to let you know who our Countdown to Christmas sponsors are, and then I will indicate whether they have a box at their location. Kinsey Covenant Realty, Moffitt Drug has a box, Define Gym has a box, The Anby Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union has a box, Laser Pro has a box, Next Tech has a box, Kansas Land Tire has a box, Pizza Hut Wing Street has a box, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet will have a box as soon as I get it to them, Phelps Memorial Hospital, Norton Correctional Facility, Norton Glass has a box, Mad Duck Construction, Hess Monument, Anby Home Acres, Cowpoke Supply has a box, Destination Kitchen has a box, First State Bank has a box, Garden Gate Etc. has a box, Farm Implement and Supply, Thistle has a box, Insurance Central has a box, Destination Kitchen has a box, and Thread Junkies has a box. And just as an added bonus, we have a box here at the radio station as well. So when you come out to say hi or visit or pick up certificates, you can register here as well. So those are our sponsors for our Countdown to Christmas. The other one that I'm getting their box to today is Thread Junkies. So Thread Junkies and H&J Repair Appliance Outlet are closed on Mondays, and so they will get their boxes today.
And, you know, it was kind of nice yesterday going and taking the boxes around to the businesses. It got pretty warm. I started my coat.
Yes.
And then by the time we got done, I had to take my coat off because it got pretty warm. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. I think yesterday was warm and today warmer.
Yes, sir.
It is.
And is Tim O'Meyer.
Tim, you're a good listener.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Hey, Tim, thank you so much. You have won a certificate to Cowpoke Supply.
Super. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I like it when they listen.
So again, we want to thank those sponsors for participating in our Countdown to Christmas and giving us the opportunity to give you some Christmas bonus prizes. And we will give those prizes away the week of December 18th through the 22nd. So be sure to get out, get registered, shop local, support your local community businesses, and enter for a chance to win some prizes.
Awesome. I love this time of year.
I do, too. I hope we get lots and lots and lots of registrations.
I do, too. I love that. All right. Well, I think that's about it.
Yes.
All right. Mandy, thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
Thank you all for listening to KQNK AM and FM and also for watching on Facebook Live. We appreciate all of you very much. I hope that you all have a great day today. And in the meantime, please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.